What kind of impact is Shane having? I mean, obviously, and how much does he give you maybe a different dimension than you had last year in regards to
I think Shane brings a lot to the table. He's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. He's smart. He's tough. He can make a lot of plays, both in the run game and the pass game. And I think that he brings a lot to the table from his experience. And we can use him in a lot of ways. We can use him early down. We can use him on third down. And so far, he's really acclimated to our system really good, Jordan.
Coach,
how
talented running backs, how hard is it to get them all snaps to even out
the Sure, that's a work in progress, what we're still trying to do. We're trying to get through all that in the preseason and find out just how we're going to get that done. It probably won't be arrived at until we get ready to play our first game. But what we're trying to do right now is put every guy in a situation to find out what their strengths and weaknesses are in each situation. And then when we get closer to the game time, we're going to try to figure out close to a rotation to try to make sure everybody gets their touches so they can help us win.
It's good to have this depth better than last year, more depth at the running back position, right?
There's no coach that I know of that doesn't want competition at their position. So, yes, I think they all bring a lot to the table.
Does Rashad look any different to you? I mean, is there anything that he did in the offseason maybe that you look at him and say, he's taking his game up a notch at all?
Well, I would probably say this about Rashad. He's one of the hardest workers I know. He trains religiously. I would say, like myself, both of us are second year in the offense. I think from that alone, and he works hard at the game both on and off the field and understanding it, that's where I think he's probably going to make his greatest improvement. It's just being more comfortable in our system in the second year. I think Andre did a really good job. He was our leading rusher as a rookie last year. I thought he started off kind of slow. He started understanding the game, understanding his pace and timing and getting to the hole. Found out that in the NFL, the holes close really quickly. But I think he's done a really good job. He has worked tirelessly at some of the stuff that he needed to work on. We all knew that when he came out of Boston College, he did not have catches last year there. And I can't tell you how many hours he spent on catching the football. He knew that was something he had to get better at. He's done that. And he is walking around with the confidence of a guy that's played, know that he can get it done on this field, and he's continuing to do that.
So what were your takeaways from the preseason game of your unit?
I would say because we did not win the game, I'm never happy. I would say that our guys, I thought, were okay. I don't think they really stood out. They didn't not lose the game, but they didn't help win it. I told them all I think they need to pick it up as a unit. I think we can do a better job. One thing I will certainly single out is I thought Orleans Darkwa really had a good game in every phase. He did a good job running the ball, which everybody can see those stats, but he also did a really good job in his pass protection and in his passing game routes where he was supposed to be. So I told them that that's the kind of play I want to see out of all of them this year. And Orleans was good last week, but as I told him, I don't want to see one week wonders. I want to see him continue to improve.
Talking about you wanted them to pick it up, it seems to be the underlying theme of that entire game. What did they need to do that you didn't see them doing on the field?
Well, I'd like to see them, if there's something there, make more of it. If there's nothing there, still have a positive play, so we'll stay on track. Stay on track and down the distance. So make sure we can get ourselves in the second and six and third and two and so on and so forth. So all a back can do is when his number is called to make the right read, if it's a run, or the right protection or the right catch. I just think that we were playing at a higher level in practice, and I'd just like to see that get carried over to the game.
What was it about Orleans that sort of stood out to you about his game the other day?
I thought he really showed good speed to the hole. But I think even more so, I think he did a great job of setting up his blocks. And if you really go back and watch the film, it verified that he was really in good timing with his linemen, and he knew how to get right to the hole and explode it through the hole, and he had really good finishes. He did a really good job, but all backs want to do is finish forward to get the extra yardage. That helps add up. It helps put that third and six maybe into third and three and third and two. So I thought he really did a good job of that.
You mentioned the work Andre's done on improving as a receiver. Has it worked?
Well, when I watch him, I can just tell you, I got a chance to watch him in the combine, and I would say he's a much changed player from the player I saw in the combine coming out from Boston College to the player that I see today. I think one of the great examples happened was the screen pass that he caught is a very difficult catch in that he did not see the ball thrown. So when he turned around, the ball was on him. And as a back, that's a tough situation. I would probably say in Boston College, coming here, that would probably be a drop pass. But I think he's worked really hard in his hands. He's going to continue to work at that. And he was able to execute the catch, which allowed him to catch the ball and run. So I, as a backs know, I don't care how they get the yardage, whether it's in the pass-catching game or the run game. I want anything they can do to help us win.
We see him after practice on the judgment shows. But something like you're talking about, that's a game situation. How does he simulate that and get better at that?
We try to put him in simulation like that, situations like that all the time in practice. I know he does a lot of work with catching tennis balls. He's got a little thing that he does that with someone in the training room. And then we have some drills that we do in the pregame. As I told him in our meeting today, we practice that exact scenario on the practice field. We do as one of our pregame warm-ups. And it basically it's a blind draw ball drill. And so the back's got to turn around and locate the ball as it's in the air, which is exactly what he had to do. And so we were fortunate that sometimes you like as a coach when your drill carries over to the field. And in that example, it did.
You throwing the ball to that drill or is it a machine?
No, I actually throw the ball. I was a quarterback in my other days, but it's about only about a 4 or 5 yard distance because I know my limitations.